In this book, my goal is to convince you to think about heat in a different way. The kind of heat I'm talking about here is not an incremental bump on the thermometer or the slow slide of spring into summer. It is heat as an active force, one that can bend railroad tracks and kill you before you understand that your life is at risk. Scientists don't fully understand how fast heat can move or where it will appear next. Until it happened, a killer heat wave in the Pacific Northwest in 2021 seemed about as likely as snow in the Sahara. But there is one thing scientists do know. This is a form of heat that has been unleashed upon us through the burning of fossil fuels. In this sense, extreme heat is an entirely human artifact, a legacy of human civilization as real as the Great Wall of China. The amount of heat generated by our consumption of fossil fuels is difficult to grasp. By one measure, the ocean absorbs the equivalent of the heat released from 3 nuclear bombs every second. And because CO2 stays in the atmosphere for thousands of years, it's not going to cool off when we finally stop emitting CO2 into the atmosphere. All that will do is stop the increase in warming. It will not reverse it. Until we figure out a way to suck massive amounts of CO2 out of the sky, we will be stuck with a hotter planet. This heat we are pumping into the sky is the prime mover of the climate crisis. The climate impacts you hear about most often, from sea level rise to drought to wildfires, are all second-order effects of a hotter planet. The first-order effect is heat. It is the engine of planetary chaos, the invisible force that melts the ice sheets that will flood coastal cities around the world. It dries out the soil and sucks the moisture out of trees until they are ready to ignite. It revs up the bugs that eat the crops and thaws the permafrost that contains bacteria from the last ice age. When the next pandemic hits, the chances are good it will be caused by a pathogen that leapt from an animal that was seeking a cooler place to live. As a force, heat is mysterious because its effects are both slow and fast. Think of parched wheat fields, slowly dried out by months of heat that pull moisture out of the ground and lift it into the sky. Then think of heat waves that are the cosmic equivalent of a bug zapper that kills you before you understand what's happening. Extreme heat penetrates every living cell and melts them like a popsicle on a summer sidewalk. It reverses evolution, driving entropy and disorder. It is the widening gyre that the poet W.B. Yeats wrote about, an extinction force that takes the universe back to its messy beginnings. Before there was light, there was heat. It is the origin of all things and the end of all things.